The living skeleton drifted around to face them, positioning his bony frame at Luke's shoulder.
There is no life. There is only the Force.
Luke turned to meet the Given's gaze. Looking into the dark recesses of his exoskull was like gazing into the empty sockets of a human skull. You're saying I can meet Jason beyond the shadows?
We're saying we can help you see what Jason saw,
the Given rasped.
Then you'll be able to look into his heart. Whether it will speak to you is not for us to decide.
Of course, Luke said. I understand. He knew better than to think he might actually be able to talk to Jason, and Luke wasn't sure he would want to if that were possible. But the Given was promising to help him understand what had happened to Jason. And wasn't that the whole purpose of the journey? When Luke did not instantly refuse the offer, Ben's eyes grew wide.
Dad, you know they're leading you on. Jason's dead, and nothing is going to change that.
I know. As Luke spoke, the cold tentacle inside began to grow larger, sliding up a little higher, scratching at the lining of his stomach and esophagus as it sought to root. But this may help me understand what happened to him.
Then you'll be returning beyond the shadows with us,
the woman smiled.
I'm sure you'll find it very enlightening.
If I decide to come along, Luke corrected. First, I need to know what you want from me and Ben.
Want from you, Master Skywalker?
Asked the brother.
What makes you think we want anything?
How hard you're working to get it,
Ben answered frankly.
You haven't exactly been subtle, the way you're dangling Jason out there like bait.
Is that how you see it?
The woman's smile vanished, and she turned to float away.
Then I suppose there's only one question remaining. Can you resist?
Her brother winked at Ben, then nodded to the Ortolan and turned to follow. The Given remained where he was, floating beside the Skywalkers, patiently awaiting their decision. Well, whatever's going on here, it's happening beyond shadows. Luke met his son's eye. I don't think we have a choice, Ben. Ben swallowed hard, but nodded.
Yeah, I just wish we knew what beyond shadows is.
He eyed the emaciated bodies floating around them, then said,
Maybe we should eat something first.
I appreciate that, Ben, but you know it's not we. Ben lowered his brow.
Dad, I've got to face this too. You can't protect me from it.
I'm not protecting you, Ben. I'm giving you an order. Luke smiled, then added, Someone's got to repair the shadow. Now Ben looked truly frightened.
Alone? That could take a week.
Let's hope not. Luke looked around the chamber and wrinkled his nose. I don't think I want to be in here that long.
That's for sure, Ben said. We'll probably never get this stink out.
Luke chuckled. I can see you've never been stuck in a Star Destroyer trash compactor. He floated closer to his son, then clapped both hands on Ben's shoulders. Now listen, don't come after me. If something goes wrong, you get back to Coruscant and tell the Masters what we found here, okay? Ben scowled.
What's going to go wrong?
Probably nothing. Luke glanced at the Given, who was a little too quick to nod his reassurance. But if something does, we don't want both of us wasting away here and nobody knowing what we found. So that's an order.
Okay,
Ben nodded, but his gaze slid away.
I've got it.
You promise? Luke pressed.
Dad, I've got it.
Ben's eyes came back to Luke's.
There's no sense in both of us getting stuck here. I'm not an idiot. I can see that.
Luke held Ben's gaze for a moment, then finally nodded.
Good.
He gave Ben a hug, then said, I'll try to keep this short.
You better, Ben said. Just one question before you go.
Sure.
Ben turned to the Given.
How long do we have?
The Given tipped his head.
Have?
Before this place blows. Ben gestured vaguely toward the control room, where the alarms could still be faintly heard. You have noticed what's going on in there, right?
Oh, the alarms,
the Given said.
I forget about them. They've been going off for a little more than 2 years now.
Ben shot Luke a worried look, then asked, A little more than 2 years? Like 27 months, maybe?
Yes, precisely,
the Given nodded.
Since shortly after Centerpoint Station was destroyed, if the dates we were given are correct.
Ben's face fell, almost as far as Luke's stomach sank. But you haven't noticed any problems? Ben pressed. You're not worried about anything?
What is there to worry about?
The Given spread his bony hands.
There is no life. There is no death.
Yeah, I get it, Ben grumbled. There is only the Force.